Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord, and it is a beautiful October 15th, 2014. Thank you for being here. I appreciate your presence, as always. And because we are moving through some rather big energies, I would love to take a moment and just bring your energy, your presence, and your focus right back into your body, your breath, your heart, and to just relax for a moment, to just intentionally and deeply breathe in, breathe out, knowing that at this time, in this space, you are in a beautiful place. You are guided, you are loved, you are valued, you are cherished. No matter what is happening all around you or inside of you, whether that's within your own mind and perhaps you're being your own worst enemy, just know that at this moment you have everything you need and you can relax into that, you can settle into that. And just breathe with your conscious presence, and that can shift you to a higher state. And it's very simple, and I feel it's very effective to just take that moment and return to ourselves, our body, our breath, our heart, and connect with that part of our own energy, our own light that's always present. Today's show is all about living in high balance with feminine and masculine energies. I'm going to explain exactly what that means. This is new information that just came through from Spirit. It literally came through as I was typing something else. And it's very important right now that we have this understanding of what it means to be in a high balance within ourselves. And I'm going to explain that a little bit more in today's show. So thank you for being here. We are moving through a big month. October has a lot of big energies, a lot of big astrology going on. If you follow this show regularly, you know I talk about it often. We are in the middle right now of two eclipses. We had a lunar eclipse on October 8th. And we have an upcoming solar eclipse on October 23rd. And whenever we're in between eclipses, I call it we're in an eclipse sandwich right now, or in the middle of it, things have a tendency to feel even more jittery, uncertain. There's more anxiety. There's more questions than answers. And right now, if you can just breathe into your own energy and just be in control of it, be the source of your own calm, it will help make a significant difference. We also are moving through Mercury retrograde, and so your mind could be active, could be going in all these different directions and circling. So you'll want to consciously say, stop it to yourself and to reconnect with the fact that everything is unfolding perfectly. You are going to make the connections you need to make. You are going to say the words you need to say. You're going to have things unfold the way they need to. And if you can, again, connect to this understanding and this perspective, it will make all the difference for you. I'm going to do a show next week all about Scorpio energy, because Scorpio is easily one of the most misunderstood energies in the zodiac. It is an intense emotional signature. It has a lot of energy below the surface. And I think that it's really important to understand the Scorpio energy signature, because we all have it, whether that is through planets in Scorpio or through Pluto or the eighth house. We all carry this energy, and I think it's a part of ourselves that we need to understand even more. So we'll be talking about that on October 22nd. And then in November, I'm going to do another astrology show that's all about Saturn moving into Sagittarius. And this is a big deal for a number of reasons, and I'll go into those reasons in the show, but it's especially important if you are, first of all, a Sagittarius. Also, if you are one of the women who was born in the 1960s, I just did this show about this. This transit of a Saturn into Sagittarius is also going to be strong for you. So I'm going to go into those reasons in that show, but I just want to put that on your radar, because it's important to know these changes that we are all moving through collectively as well as individually, and how they are helping us evolve on our path even more. So those are a few upcoming shows, as well as a few guests that will be on the program that I look forward to introducing you to. Also, I had the pleasure recently of speaking with Sister Jenna on her popular radio show. It's right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's called America Meditating. She has a wonderful daily program that I love listening to in general, and then I was honored to be invited to be her guest. So please check that out if you'd like to learn a little bit more about what I do and what I can offer you and assist you on your journey. So let's get started with this topic today about living in high balance with feminine and masculine energies. It's important to know that feminine and masculine energies are not about gender. We each have feminine and masculine energies within us, every single person. And we have typically a stronger energy in one or the other. So you could be female with a very strong masculine energy. You could be masculine with a strong female energy. And what we're looking at here is a discussion of these energies in their highest expression, in their best place. Because when you can identify that, when you know that, then you will also know that within yourself, and within others, within relationships you choose, within friendships, within business colleagues, you'll recognize these energies. And so let's look at what it means to be in a high feminine energy. Feminine energy is creative, open, intuitive, trusting. There is sacred wisdom. There is knowingness. There is a connection to your feelings and understanding the depths of your feelings and the gifts of your feelings. Feminine energy lives in the moment. It is connected to something that guides her within her and outside of herself. Feminine energy invites, it shares, It cooperates. Feminine energy is interested in connections. And this is the high expression of feminine energy. When you are in that place of high feminine energy with yourself, you want to take that out into the world and share and connect from an authentic place. You are strong within yourself, within who you are and your gifts, your talents. You trust your intuition. You trust your feelings, and you honor your feelings. And then you want to relate to other people from this place. So the feminine energy wants to relate to people she can trust, to people who are at her same vibration, her same expression of self. And there's a desire here to live in the moment and to be present within your own energy. The high expression of masculine energy, strength in self, in confidence, in knowing that I can overcome a challenge, I can willfully assert myself from a strong place within. High masculine energy is the ability to lead oneself as well as champion others, to bring others forward and up and out. Masculine energy also knows what to protect, what is worth fighting for, if you will, and what is not worth energy. Masculine energy knows how to maintain and conserve as needed, how to be strong in self, how to have that courage to be me, the courage to go out into the world and get things done. There is an action component with masculine energy. It's that need to be productive, to build, to do, to explore. But it comes from a very honorable place, an authentic place that ultimately includes others, whether that is a family, a community, a nation, a tribe, a culture, even your spiritual peers. It's ultimately inclusive. And power is derived from this authentic motivation. It's an authentic motivation to be powerful and to be able to help other people at the same time. And it's important to know this, to see this in action, and to know it within yourself, that your goals, your ambitions, what you wish to take action on is of benefit to many. So now that we know what the high expressions of feminine and masculine energies are, we now need to be able to integrate and incorporate all aspects of these selves into self and to raise up the lower expressions of these energies. So let's look at those, the lower expressions of feminine energies and the lower expression of masculine energy. So lower feminine energy is often and or can be codependent or needy, can feel that she is in competition with others, that she doesn't have everything she needs within herself. Feminine energy that is in a low expression is bitchy, jealous, manipulative. It is looking for her sense of self-worth and to be loved, but essentially it's a gap that can never be filled because she's looking for it from others, from outside of herself. And this is the unconscious foundation or layer underneath her underneath her motivations. And so this is when we see competitive women, when we see women who are perhaps overly aggressive, who don't want to share, who don't want to connect. Essentially, her heart may be shut down. She doesn't want to be vulnerable. Her feeling nature is a sign, she feels a sign of weakness. Lower feminine energy is shadow energy. It is a sense that perhaps everyone is better than me, so now I have to prove that I'm better than them. Lower feminine energy can be judgmental. It can be highly critical. It can always be comparing. And lower feminine energy essentially doesn't love herself. And this seeps into all aspects of herself until it becomes conscious, until she recognizes it and sees it and does that inner work. And that inner work is continual. It's a lifetime of work. It's saying that I am constantly reminding myself that I am lovable. And she is intentionally then raising herself up to that higher version of herself where her creativity shines, she's able to be open and share her truth, share her feelings. She is able to connect with others, especially other women, from an authentic place. She is not competitive. She is not looking to outdo. She doesn't need to, because she loves herself so much that that's what she focuses on, and everything stems from that energy. And women are going through a very significant transition right now around these energies. It's why there are so many feminine energies that are shifting, why relationships and friendships and connections are shifting. It's because when women are shifting into this high version of themselves, they see what they won't connect with and what they won't put up with. And I can vouch for this on a personal note, just to share with you, I have ended relationships and connections with women who are too competitive, who are too manipulative, who I don't trust because they don't love themselves. And that is something they have to figure out on their own, on their timeline, on their journey, in their own way. But I've had to take care of myself and say, this is too toxic. This is unhealthy. I don't like what this brings out and triggers in me. And I've had to let those connections go. And so, because this is such a significant theme right now, I want to normalize it for you and know that it's part of a grander cycle. It's part of a bigger shift right now where there's a rising up of higher feminine energy that says, I want to bring people in, not compete, not keep them out. I want to cooperate and work together and know that there's enough room for every person to shine. And usually what happens, how this plays out, is that when these relationships end, it's the lower feminine expression that has a problem with it and resorts to gossip, manipulation, jealousy, all those lower vibrations, right? And a lot of women, we know this because we know the archetype of a mean girl. And we know bitchiness. And chances, and I actually believe that every female has the ability to be bitchy. And I mean that as a factual survival mechanism. It's almost like a survival thing. And so as this shift occurs and you grow out of that energy and you grow out of that programming, you grow out of those relationships. And, you know, let's look at some of that mean girl stuff because it's hurtful. It comes from a hurtful place within someone who is hurting. So recognize the source. Always recognize the source. And then move into your own high feminine expression. And again, that high feminine expression is
loving of self, is creative, is strong, is trusting of herself, believes in herself, is open to sharing her light and shining her light, and connecting with other women, other people who are also in that place, who are also in that authentic self-expression. So that's the low feminine expression. Let's look at the low masculine expression, which actually gets a really bad rap. And it's something that has come up so much lately. So the low masculine energies are ego-driven. They are power-hungry. They are motivated by money and material possessions. There can be strong competition. The need to throw one's weight around. The need to get ahead at any cost. It's that person who is so ambitious and so driven that nothing will stop them. But it's coming from a place within them of fear or of lack of some sort. The male lower expressions are really interesting to look at right now because a lot of men are looking for new role models around being a higher expression of masculine energies. And I'm going to go into the gender role here just for a second. Remember, we all have both feminine and masculine energies, but it's usually men are looking for role models with integrity who are strong in themselves, who are aware of themselves. Masculine energy is looking for a healthier expression of itself that is not ego-based or power-based or even financially driven. And so there is a need right now for these lower masculine energies to rise up and to not exist in a world of competition, of outdoing one another, of it's almost like relying too much on your resume. And what this stems from is that for centuries, most male energy on the planet has been disconnected from its heart, has been disconnected from feelings, has been disconnected from vulnerability, from openness, because all of that has been perceived as weakness. And if you are weak, you are slaughtered, whether that's figuratively or literally. But that's been the energies that men have been living in for centuries. So there's a lot of ancient programming in the male psyche about what it means to be a strong male. Well, I go to war. I fight. I take others down. I demonstrate my dominance. I outdo. I outwork. I take on everything. It can also show up as in very traditional gender roles where there is a separation of I am the protector, I am the breadwinner, I am the one who runs the show. Also, ancient male energies. And what's happening at this time is that it's needed more than ever for new expressions of high masculine energy that incorporates the heart, incorporates the heart, incorporates feeling and the ability to express oneself and how one feels. And this is the foreign territory for men. This is where things get a little wobbly and perhaps a little scary, because there is the fear of a perception of weakness. And so men are learning how to be in integrity, how to be their own leader, how to be their own champion, how to stay motivated and driven for what they want, for their goals, while also speaking their truth from a heart-based place. And this is a big deal for men right now. And It's also why we are going to see more true motivations revealed. It's interesting. I actually have an example of this for you. There is someone in the spiritual personal development arena industry who is very well known, who has always made me uncomfortable. And because energetically, he's really not what he appears to be. He's really motivated by power and money and recognition. It's low masculine energies that are the motivation. And yet there's this veil, if you will, over his public persona. And it will be interesting to see if this ever comes to light, if this ever shows up through legal issues, financial problems, if things are revealed that, you know, inside there really is not this high masculine integrity. And I feel that this person has had numerous times to choose the higher path and got distracted by money and possessions and the next powerful title. And so it will be interesting to see how things unfold, of course. And what I'm actually, why I'm sharing this is because it's really important for you to stay in integrity with yourself, because anything of a lower vibration will be revealed. That's just what this lifetime is about. Things are coming to light like never before. Anything that is out of integrity, that is from a lower vibrational place, is going to be shown so that everyone can benefit from the lesson and everyone can make a better choice. So please know it isn't about if somebody is a good or bad person. That's not the conversation. It's more about understanding that every person is powerful and they are able to make choices of a higher vibration and a higher energy or a lower energy. And as our globe, as our world continues to rise in consciousness, as we all collectively rise in our energies, the ones of the lower energy aren't going to fit. And that's when more will be revealed. So when we look at the high expression of masculine energy, we're seeing things fall apart that are based on too much ego, the negative ego, mind you, because the ego can be positive. And we see this with, for example, remember Bernie Madoff, the pyramid scheme, the money that wasn't there, the things didn't exist that he said existed, the lack of integrity, all of that, that whole spectacle. Bernie Madoff was able to demonstrate for us all what it looks like to be out of alignment with higher energies. And there's more examples of this, and there's organizations that are going to be revealing themselves too. So this is just such a big theme right now. And so, okay, great. Thanks, Molly. Now I know. What do I do next? This is what you do next. You make sure that the actions you take are for the best in yourself and everyone involved. You make sure that your intentions are pure, because you know that if you've been on the spiritual journey for a while, you know how everything comes back to intention. What is your intention? So look at that within yourself, and that's going to help ensure that your masculine energies, your drive, your ability to get things done, to contribute, are in a very high place. So when we say that we are living in high balance with feminine and masculine energies, what does that mean? Well, let's first look at the difference. You could be living in a place of high feminine energies and low masculine energies. That means you could be very open to connecting with people. You could be highly intuitive and creative and, you know, in this very strong place within yourself that's really creative and trusting and open. However, underneath the surface, if you are also holding the energies of low masculine vibrations, that means underneath the surface, you're coming from an egoic place where you want recognition, you're maybe competitive, there's an ego drive there. There's something underneath the surface. So that's an example of high feminine energies with low masculine energies. And then there's the opposite. There's having low feminine energies where you are not loving yourself and you are not sure of who you are or what your gifts are. You're emotionally shut down. You aren't connected to your truth, but you're living in a high masculine energy, which looks like integrity and assertiveness and being out in the world getting things done. And you're coming from a place of lack of heart energy, where you're not really connected to your heart, to your truth, to your feeling nature. You're not trusting yourself. And so you could be out there getting a lot of things done and, saying all the right words and taking action and in motion. You could be in motion, but you're not tuned into your truth. And this ultimately leads to a lot of dissatisfaction. So what we're doing with this show is we're getting you in tune with what it means to be living in high energies within yourself in both your feminine and masculine nature. And so that means that you are in tune with your truth and your intuition. You're listening to yourself. You're trusting yourself. You're open to working with others because you know you can't do it alone. You want to connect and share. You speak from that honest place that maybe it feels vulnerable at times, but that's okay because it takes strength to be vulnerable. And when you're in that high masculine place, you're taking action, you're asserting yourself, you're asserting your truth and your projects and your goals, you're standing up for yourself and speaking from your heart. You're coming from a place that, again, includes other people, that champions others. You know what's important to you. You know what to take and what to leave. And the high masculine energy has integrity, clarity, is determined, and has a self-leader. You lead yourself. There's the fact that, you know, within you, you have a sense of, I can do this. I can get this done. I can do what I need to do. And I'm trusting as I go. This combination of energies, these two things, are going to be your best allies. These energies are going to keep you in balance with yourself, with your soul, with spirit. And that being said, there will be challenges around it. There will be tests. There will be times when you will want to revert back to lower energies because they are comfortable, because they are known. That comes with the territory. It's part of the learning and the strengthening in the energies. And so what you're doing here is you're learning new parts of yourself that are ready to be seen, that are ready to come out. You're seeing new choices you can make in every situation, in every relationship, about where to direct your energy. Where is there integrity in this situation? Where is your truth in this situation? What connects to your growth? And what is been there, done that? I don't want to circle on that anymore. I'm finished with that. Now I'm moving ahead. Where do you need to trust yourself more, even if no one else is doing it, even if it's just a party of one, party of you? Because that is where your power is, and that is where you are living in your highest energy. So, please know that all of this is ongoing. It's practice. It's building in new parts of yourself, affirming new parts of yourself, bringing together new parts of yourself. There are times when it will come back to you in a new way about what to do in a situation. And this is a part of the spiritual growth. It's part of trusting yourself more, of saying, I have to trust what's right for me. And it's going to require stretching yourself. It's going to require new parts of you that will feel foreign. So what you're going to be gifted with are opportunities to work with your high energy, to be in integrity, to be truthful with yourself, to connect and know your needs, and to speak from that place regularly. And this will start to shift more in your life. It shifts your energy. It shifts your connections. It shifts what you want. It shifts your dreams. It shifts your intentions. I mean, this is powerful stuff. And it creates this new inner foundation that you live from. And it's really freaking amazing. It only gets better. It's an amazing place to live from. And to also be compassionate with yourself, because, again, there will be times when it will be easy to revert back to what you did before or what you said before or some unconscious patterns. That will be easy at times. But that's also when you are your own champion and you say, no, I'm going to learn this new practice, this new approach, this new energy, this new action. And it's incredibly powerful, and it will also grow your self-love, your self-confidence, and your courage, because you'll start to meet new parts of yourself to help you with these energies. So again, to review, the high feminine energies are trusting of self, loving of self, open and inviting, creative, and so tuned in to what she needs. The higher masculine energies are assertive with self-leadership, self-mastery, takes actions that are best for everyone involved. The masculine energies are looking to reach a goal, create something of value out in the world, and comes from an authentic place, a very strong I am energy. This is me. This is who I am. And so on both sides of the coin, both the feminine and masculine, is self-love. And that's so important, knowing that you're worthy, knowing that you're valuable, knowing that you deserve your dreams and to go for what you want. These are important things to know and to have in our psyche. And this might be a show that you need to listen to a few times. And so remember, you can always download this program. You can get it on iTunes. You can get it on Stitcher, which is a free mobile app. You can just download it directly onto anywhere that you listen. But please know that this will help you recenter and come back to who you are and your powerful choices, how you live from this place of power because you trust yourself, you love yourself, you know what you need to do to get the job done, and you go forth. You go forth to create and live your dreams, and it's that big and it's that powerful, my friends. And it's also one of the cycles we're moving through. So I hope that this has provided you with clarity and understanding and that it helps you check in with yourself around actions, motivations, and intentions, as well as how much you're loving yourself right now. Thank you for being here with me. As always, I appreciate it. And I will see you right back here next week for another new episode. And until then, I wish you the very best.
This is my moment. I waited all my life. I could tell it time. Drifting away, I'm one with the sunset. I have become alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive. 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 I'm dead.